Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa. As winter storms interrupted travel across the country this holiday, Washington faces mounting public pressure to do more about climate change.
The best advocate for a stable climate recently has been the climate.
Jim Bolter, professor of environmental science at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, advocates solutions like carbon pricing, creating a market for reducing pollution by putting a price on fossil fuel emissions. Today's the EPA's 49th birthday. The Environmental Protection Agency began operations in 1970 under then-Republican President Richard Nixon. Under the Trump administration, scores of environmental regulations have been rolled back, though most scientists agree we have about 10 years to make major changes in our energy sources to prevent irreversible damage to the environment. As a scientist, Bolter says he's excited that among younger generations, climate change is no longer a partisan issue.
The Democratic base was absolutely incensed that we didn't have a single topic climate debate. And I was actually kind of bemused by this, because in every prior presidential election that I can recall, there hasn't been a single climate-focused question.
Today's also International Day for the Abolition of Slavery. While most Americans think the 13th Amendment ended slavery, Mark Charles, the first citizen of Navajo Nation to run for president, makes an important distinction.
What it actually says is neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime. So we've actually never abolished slavery. It's 100% legal in prison, which is one of the reasons why the United States of America has the highest rate of incarceration of any country in the world.
California Senator Kamala Harris, former attorney general of her home state, has made criminal justice reform a major issue in her campaign.
My plan has been described by activists as being a bold and comprehensive plan that is about ending mass incarceration, about taking the profit out of the criminal justice system.
But recently, her campaign's been struggling. Since the summer, when Harris was a top-tier candidate polling in double digits, she's bottomed out with a Real Clear Politics national polling average of 3.8%. And her director of operations, Kelly Mellenbacher, resigned last week to join former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's campaign. Grinnell College political science professor Barb Trish says the large field of Democratic candidates gives political organizers more choice over their work environment.
For the staff, the big number of candidates, it introduces kind of a marketplace dynamic in that, you know, maybe they benefit that there is a little bit of competition among the candidates for the staff.
For longshot candidate, retired admiral, and former Pennsylvania Representative Joe Sestak, there was too much competition. He dropped out of the Democratic primary last night, blaming in part a lack of national media attention. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.